listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Down with the king for years, about 10 of them, recruiting suckers, Mac and Mike, and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they're ripping. You think that it is, if not, it isn't.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a, what is today? Wednesday? Yeah, it's a Dim Thrones Wednesday. Totally different than normal. You know, typically we do these on Tuesdays, but we were having some issues with Skype. For all I know, still might be having issues, people, so bear with us. If we have to hang up, reset, whatever we need to do to get you guys Dim Thrones that you guys so eagerly demand every week. But we're basically gonna, try to tough it through. As always, you should recognize the voice that you hear at the top of the show during the lyrics because it's everybody's favorite guest, Patrice. What's going on, Patrice? How you doing?
What's up? How are you guys doing? I'm glad the internet's working for you now.
Oh my God. I still don't trust it. So.
Me either. It's been the process and our old girlfriend, Time Warner Cable, is a knocking. They'll be more than happy to take us back.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on Twitter people were ready to go out for AT&T yesterday.
They were adding
and
them.
AT&T's customer service was replying to them, asking if they could help.
Yeah, our audience is quite demanding and quite rude. So we've been very polite throughout all of this, but the audience is like, yo, man, fuck a you verse. Comcast better anyway. I'm like, man, I don't want no problems.
Yeah. They was like, when that Google gonna come out there? Y'all niggas need to get that Google.
Yeah. So people are trying to make us switch, man. But yeah, we're gonna try to work on it to get you guys the best quality show possible. You can find Patrice at helenheartaches.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Patrice C. She's a very good follow. One of the people that I keep in my timeline just to see whatever she's getting into today.
Yes.
And she always has some interesting, some article, some bit of news that I'm just like, what the fuck? What?
When How did this happen?
Yeah, who gets drunk with a cat? You know,
that's my favorite thing.
Yes, it's like she scours the internet for this stuff. Now, of course, you can find us the blackouttips.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Blackout Tips. We'll come up. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. That helps us up in the ratings. Currently, we're in the top 100 shows on Stitcher. You know, this keeps us, when you go look at comedy and the top comedy shows, it keeps us up there in iTunes and stuff like that.
Yes, it does.
So it's a great way to help the show out. It doesn't cost you a cent to do.
Not a dime.
So, you know, if you do it, it's a great blessing for us. If you don't do it, then it just means you don't want to put in a couple of minutes to help the show out. You can also go to theblackouttips.com, sign up for all the stuff there, become premium. We're getting more and more people signing up daily.
Thank you.
Thank you for everybody that's signing up for that stuff. Make sure you guys, leave comments, vote in the polls. The email and voicemail line is all in the about section on the website. Just a ton of ways to correspond with the show, which culminates in our feedback show that we normally do on Saturday mornings, and we read all of your guys' responses to what we do. Today's podcast is brought to you by nobody. That's right. It's sponsored by you, the fan. Thanks. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Let's get into what you guys really want to talk about here. First of all, we got an email. I just want to say, Susan, you're not alone. Okay, several people have been saying this for the last week and some change. Me and Patrice actually talked about a direct message. The people have spoken and we have heard, okay? The title of this email is, Patrice, speak up! What an exclamation point. Like she was yelling. Like
that was like, we need to hit her. We don't like this.
It's like a coach from the sidelines or something. I'm like, get in the game! Get a rebound! Do something! It says, hello, TBGWT. Huge fan and love the show, especially Dim Thrones. The only thing I'm not feeling this year is Patrice isn't talking as much or giving up her perspective like we are used to hearing from her. Don't get me wrong. I love the show. I just miss Patrice's one-liners and her POV, Susan. So. Susan was
straight to the point.
Yeah, she's just like, I love y'all, but you got to do better. So
like, I like y'all are all right, but I listen for Patrice.
Right. Y'all getting in the way. Well, look, man, a lot of guests have been saying they've been having issues with Skype and stuff, hearing us. We're working on it. Like I said, if this continues, we're just going to have to switch cable providers because I don't know what else to do at this point. But I know it was affecting stuff. You know, people, like, we have people just responding sometimes. They're just like, and that is a thing that you said. Okay, well, and I'm just like, they didn't hear me. So,
no.
You know, we're working on it, guys, though. Hopefully, you know, this will be the thing to get us all back on the same page. But, you don't give a fuck about that. You guys just want to hear about them thrones anyway. So this episode of Game of Thrones, was actually called, I think first of his name was the title of this one. And I'm assuming it refers to, Tommen, who's the new king. I've been doing having a habit of going and reading like some of the think pieces after the show goes up.
No, that's epic.
And, someone wrote, the women finally fight back in this episode. And, I watched this episode. That's not what happened really. Like,
no, not at all.
I think this one should have been called "And No Rapes Happened." I think that's who, you know.
Exactly. That was the only win. That was the only win. We have finally a rapeless week.
Right.
Yes.
A break in the, it should have been the Game of Thrones recap, a break in the rape. Like that. I feel like that's what really happened.
No four sexes we go.
Yeah. So, all right. We show up and Littlefinger has Sansa, you know, finally ready to make the journey into I forget the name of that fucking piece of shit they're living in, the off-brand castle, Stark Light. it's like the dollar store of Starks.
Castle. I know it's Lysa, but I never remember where she lives. But yeah,
You know, the place he hates, Westerly Rock or something. Nah, yeah, I don't know.
Fraggle Rock. It's rocks around that joint.
Yeah, Fraggle. So they walking into Fraggle Rock, and it's him and Sansa, and he's telling her dumbass to put a hood up because you're still valuable, and nobody needs to know that you're Sansa. Like, we need to keep this on the low. You're a wanted fugitive at this point. Anyone could catch you, turn around, sell you, whatever. Like, give you to the Lannisters. And Jeez. Instead of putting her hood up right away, she starts asking questions. And I'm just Sansa.
You know what? I almost want her to die because she just asks the dumbest ass questions. It's like, don't you understand you're on the run? Don't you understand people want to kill you? You're a wanted woman. And she was like, why? What's wrong with this? You got men 10 feet above your head with arrows pointing at your ass going, bitch, I kill you. And you like, why should I put a hood on? You clean. You're not dirty. You don't look like you've been through nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to draw no flags.
So, Littlefinger.
She's the only one that literally has stayed, like, comfortable. Even when she's being held prisoner, there's lemon cakes.
Right.
She's not been uncomfortable a single day through all of this.
Right. Like, everything for her is, it's like, you're our prisoner. Now, sit upon this bed of flowers and 6,000 thread count sheets and all this shit. It's like, you're living in a lap of luxury, even when you're a prisoner, so.
You know?
She don't relate.
She's just lemon cakes, and Arya's in the streets murdering for chickens. Like,
yes, she
no
is.
Comparison.
Yeah, Arya is literally sleeping next to a dude that she has on a list of people to kill. And Sansa is,
yes.
Sansa's walking through the streets refusing to put her hood on. It's completely different realities. I can't wait for them to meet again so she can be like, what happened to you?
Shit, Arya might stab her for not being tough enough.
Right. Like,
exactly. She should.
they gonna meet up. She gonna be like, you ain't kill nobody? I've been killing people all year long.
Where have you been?
Yeah. I noticed you ain't got no blood on your hands. They show up and, you know, like meet up, you know, go to the castle, and she finds out that he's going to tell everybody that she's his niece and not Sansa. So as usual, Littlefinger, king of lies, not telling the truth.
Mm-mm.
Tommen got that throne, dog. He was on that Iron Throne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looked cute on the little throne. I feel bad for him, but he looked good on the throne.
He was looking real regal. And you know what it is? I figured it out my second time watching. It's not so much that he looks good as king. It's that Joffrey was so evil that the next person got it made.
That's true. That's true.
Like, Joffrey just looked...
Anybody would have been better.
Right. He just looked evil. And then Tommen just looks like a little boy. So you like... Oh, cool. Eminem, as a kid, got this throne. That's good for him. And you just don't, you feel safer already. Speaking of feeling safe, Marjorie was making eyes at him. The whole time.
She was plotting.
Mm-hmm. She's like, remember that time I snuck in your bedroom?
Mm-hmm. And his mom walked in and like, bitch, I see you looking at my son.
Yeah.
She got over that wine hangover real quick. She's not hungover anymore. She got it together.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
She done put that bottle of wine down and turned that Mary J. Blige off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much time has passed, but like, she got composed so quick this week. I don't know if it's just she's moved on now that she's, you know, been sexually assaulted in front of her corpse of her son or what, but.
She knows there's power to distribute. It's time to distribute power. She could get drunk next week. Let's figure out who's going to be king and queen this week.
That's right.
So she was like looking at a little boy up there, like, look at you, about to be king, making eyes at Marjorie. Everybody was noticing. I think, the NAACP gave him an award already. So he got a lifetime achievement award already.
They ain't got to take that one back though.
Yeah, and Cersei, when she stepped over there, she had this look when she stepped between Marjorie and Tommen that just had, it just said, try it, bitch.
It did.
Just try it. Mm-hmm. but the conversation they had wasn't that bad for a Lannister involved conversation. I mean, it was bad for like a regular person conversation.
Yeah.
But like,
right.
Yeah, and she.
That was like Cersei's version of friendly, in my opinion.
Yeah, and she tried to
it
play.
It really was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and she tried to play it off. She
didn't threaten to kill him once.
That's a good thing. I'm surprised she didn't threaten to kill her. And she was like, I see you looking at my son. She was like, your son? Mm-mm. It would have never crossed my mind. You know, I'm still grieving. And they was, then she was like, bitch, I know you want to be queen. Yeah, I really want to be queen. All right, so let's cut the bullshit. You talk to your daddy, I talk to my daddy, and we'll make this shit happen.
Yeah, it was actually kind of cool, like, to see her forming an alliance. Now, I don't trust her.
Me either.
Like, I don't know what the catch is.
Oh, not as far as I can see it.
Yeah. The catch is on the other side of this somewhere.
Yeah, she gonna mess around and be dead or something.
Yeah, but she seems to be playing the good little soldier to her family. You know, she does... she, like, this is her version of falling in line. I think at the end of the day, she wanted that alliance, built because her father wants it, mm-hmm. and she wants to influence her father mm-hmm. so that her father will kill, her brother Tyrion.
True.
Of course. She's gotta behave till Tyrion's dead.
Yeah. Cause I mean.
Once he die, I think she going to flip a fool.
Now, you know, worst case scenario, she's just getting Marjorie to drop her guard. Cause she might know Marjorie's family is involved in this plot somehow, but mm-hmm. I don't know. She hasn't shown any signs of knowing. So I'm just going to go with she don't know yet,
but
you know, it is King's Landing. And if these walls could talk, they do talk. So, you know.
And you got White Walkers and witches and then demons and shit. I'm surprised they're gonna fuck around and the wall is gonna talk one day.
In King's Landing, I know you haven't paid as much attention to the first two seasons or three seasons as me and Patrice, but mm-hmm. in King's Landing, there are no secrets. Like I won't be shocked if next week we tune in and they just go, oh, before we kill you, Tyrion, we've been raping Shay for the last month and a half. She ain't never leave. I won't be shocked because they know everything. Like,
any, they do.
You know, so I won't be shocked. I did notice a little slight from Marjorie. She couldn't just take the victory and be graceful. She said, I don't know whether to call you sister or mother.
Which is the wrong thing to say to Cersei of all people. Just shut up.
Just shut the fuck up, okay?
And that's how she looked at her. She
you're young, like, and you're pretty, and you're beautiful. And she already told your ass to not call her sister in the first place. And I know Marjorie thinks that, oh, this means since we're working together,
we're cool,
so I could call you. Maybe I could call you sister, even though you said not to. No.
She ain't like, I ain't got no sister. This is me.
Wrong answer. We cut to the Khaleesi, and she's having a staff meeting.
A board meeting?
Having a conference call. My man Dario, man, he stayed trying, and he went and captured her a fleet of ships and shit. Just cause. She was like, I didn't tell you to catch us no ships. And he was like, but I just thought you might like some boats, baby. And she was like, you're so
extra, girl.
she was like, touched her neckline, like, you're so crazy, boy. You are crazy.
For me.
Yeah. George is sitting in the back like, this old hating ass nigga. I could have got some ships. But apparently, man, the Khaleesi's been slipping, man. She has, while on her quest to retake the throne, been neglectful of her duties, much like a white feminist trying to get on Huffington Post.
Oh Lord.
She seems to have left the brown people behind.
Yeah, she did.
To their own devices. And,
yeah, it been going well.
The slave masters have taken back, the original city that she freed all the slaves from. Some dude named Cleon.
Always a dude named Cleon.
It's all, a nigga named Cleon will fuck up a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It will. I was like, this Star Trek, what's happening here?
Cleon is, Cleon could just be a dude that, like, works at the, laundromat or something, you know? Cleon the Butcher is, just taking over, some other city, and he's like, fuck the Khaleesi. I'm the man around these parts. So, her and Jorah basically discuss, like, should they, continue towards King's Landing and try to take over everything? Because he's saying we might not have all the resources we need. Mm-hmm. And she was like, actually, fuck that. We need to go back and make sure all the people that I freed are staying free. Mm-hmm. So she's like,
right.
I'm a rule. I'm not going to just go to King's Landing and rule the whole, I'm going to rule the kingdom I've already established, so I'm guessing that's going to slow her down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is also proof of the fact that she's kind of young and new at this, because she didn't have the sense to do that the first time around. Like, she should have left a couple people behind in each city to make sure shit was running properly. Because mm-hmm. you don't just free a whole bunch of people and just, oh, okay, skip town. No, right. You hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, they never
should just work it out.
Yeah, they never been free before. You don't know what they're going to, they've got to be playing the lottery and, you know, all kinds of shit.
Money.
Right.
Looting the stores.
She's going to go back and check on shit. So I'm assuming, we won't be able to see her. I was like, just send the dragons. Like, you know, just be like, I'm going to send the dragons to go check on my light work. And, I'll let you guys know back. That's the difference between, you know, the, white savior of the Khaleesi and, Harriet Tubman. Harriet would have never let it get out of control like this.
Exactly.
Harriet would have been over there with that shotgun, like, don't make me come back. And everybody would be like, hey, man, calm it down. No more revolutions. Littlefinger, shows up to Lysa's, crib. And, it looks like, you know, obviously everything wasn't on the up and up, because they basically closed the doors and they have this, discussion. About keeping Sansa's secret. They tell Little Lord Titty Sucker they put him in on the deal. I don't know why, because he just seems so fucking, he's so much of a kid. I feel like he's gonna tell somebody he shouldn't tell.
Exactly. He's the problem. Nobody, yeah. Like, as stupid as Sansa is, he's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is true. You know, I didn't think about it that way. He is the only, Robin is the only person dumber than Sansa.
Yeah, and that's exactly. Only because he's younger.
okay, we are grading on the Sansa curve, I will admit.
Okay. But Arya's younger, just not as dumb, but yeah, so yeah. Mm-hmm. That boy especially. Then he look at her, was like, yeah, you know your husband, I want to put him up here and throw him out this big ass hole down here and make him fall.
Yeah. Yeah, the moon doors, he said. He's just running around with that Beatles haircut and
he looks terrible.
Pantaloons, like it's just so. He's just having such a time, and I wasn't sure, but did he take the gift that Littlefinger gave him and throw it out the moon door?
Because
I
was, yes, he did.
Yes, he did
quite swiftly. I have no time for you. He held it for
2 seconds and was like, "This is what I'm gonna want to do to him," and just toss it at the top of the hole.
You know, now that kind of pissed me off because Game of Thrones fucked up right there. They really needed a quick cut of Littlefinger's face, like this nigga.
You just got this goddamn toy.
Like, just a quick cut back to his face of just like this little motherfucker right here. Are you serious? But yeah, so he threw that shit out the moon door. And that was when a weird reveal happened to me. And it was kind of hinting towards a later, bigger reveal. But Littlefinger, like, legit told Liza everything that's been happening.
Yeah.
That's new. You know, he normally lies for a living. And I was expecting him to be like, Sansa is, just some sort of like, oh, she's just gonna stay here for a little bit or just something. But he was like, look, we got a lot of everybody. You know the deal. I love you, girl. We together and shit. And I was like, damn, these niggas kissing all up in the mouth in front of everybody.
But if you're gonna tell the truth, you always tell the truth to the craziest person in town because nobody's gonna fucking believe her.
At all.
She can tell people if Sansa. Point blank period. I'd be like, no, it's not.
Right.
Nobody believes her. She's nuts.
Right. Oh, crazy girl. What I realize in this scene is that Littlefinger, who really is a pimp, Liza is his bottom bitch.
Yes.
Like, that's his chick that will do anything he say. Like,
she is the cocoa to his iced tea.
Right. He basically is like, he basically is like, man, I ain't gotta lie. Well, like, I guarantee you, he can call her bitch to her face, and she'll just look at it like, it's a term of endearment, you know, like,
I'm a good one.
Listen, bitch, it's like I told you. Oh, what'd you say, baby? You want some more to drink? You know, so yeah, he told her like, yeah, you know, we basically, gonna protect this, you know, protect her, and she'll marry, you know, Lil Robin. And, you know, we keep the bloodline going and, we in this together. And she's like, oh, now, you know, what I can't wait is for us to get married. And I was like, okay, so that's the game. Obviously he's lying. He's going to tell her they're going to get married, but he's just stringing her along. And I guess she thought that too, cause she opened up the door and the goddamn priest was outside. Like that was new.
Ready to party. She was shotgun.
Yeah. Shotgun, literally.
She already had them queued up. She went fucking.
Like I thought it was just a random, like, oh, we're going to find out that the long game is he's stringing her along for marriage and he ain't going to marry her because he want to marry Sansa. But she was like, I'm so glad that you said you can't wait to get married because I can't either. Garçon! And clap 2 times.
They was ready.
The door opened and the motherfucking theme for the wedding theme might as well have been playing. This Here Comes the Bride was just coming through. Two witnesses was there and everything. She said also very loudly and crazily, she said after, you know, Sansa and Robin were, you know, headed towards the back of the castle, and Littlefinger's like, I'll talk to you later. She was like, oh, I'm gonna be fucking tonight, and I'm gonna be fucking real, real loud, y'all, to everybody. She just told everybody.
This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not.
Yeah, I haven't had the dust knocked off of this in a while, and tonight is the night. So, you know, hide your kids, hide your wife. They did it justice of the peace style. And the next scene literally is her screaming bloody murder, like a porn star.
Well, Sansa land there going, what the fuck?
Right. Sansa looking like.
She wanted him to believe her. Put my back in the earth.
Sansa was sitting up there like, I miss Joffrey.
Yes, because at least he didn't touch my ass, and he fucked people. I didn't have to hear it.
She's like, you know what wasn't so bad? King's Landing. It really wasn't that bad.
Joffrey kept her on
her
toes.
Say that again, Patrice. You broke up a little bit.
Joffrey kept her on her toes.
Yeah.
She was getting smarter.
Mm-hmm. She was like, at least in King's Landing, I could go pray, and they wouldn't talk to me. And this joint right here is a little too much. I can't even get no sleep. Cause he over there knocking the walls out. Let him put it in first. You know, like he probably didn't even touch her. So we cut back. There's a meeting between, Cersei and, Tywin, granddaddy Lannister. And, she basically came to him and was like, look, here's what I'm trying to do. I got Tommen and Margaery all hooked up like you want. Okay, you say we owe these niggas some money. We living in debt. We broke. Sally Mae calling. She don't give a fuck. The bank don't care. I got you. We getting married to the Iron Bank. We getting married to the old Lady Olena and them. We got you. Here's what else I'm about to do. Now, I told you I ain't want to marry that gay nigga. I'm changing my mind. I will marry the gay dude. No complaints. Just give me a couple weeks to get my mind wrapped around this. But 2 weeks after they get married, I'm getting married. So that's two power marriages just like you want. And he was like, cool. What's the catch? She was like, you gonna kill Tyrion or not? He was like,
yep.
God damn, stay out of my business, woman.
She was like, I will marry him, not fuck him, to make you happy as long as he's dead.
Yeah, he was like, it ain't
just your... one favor.
Right. She's like, can't you just kill your son? Damn. You don't even like this little nigga. He was like, look, justice will play out. And he started playing, you know, all coy and shit.
Yeah. And she was being nosy, too, because he was like, yeah, we're in a lot of debt. How much? He was like, bitch, I said a lot. I'm not giving you no goddamn numbers. You're a woman. None of your business.
Yeah, I mean, but you look around, man. King's Landing got fucking gold armor and swords made out of fucking other swords and.
They don't know how to pawn.
The rims on horse carriages and shit, man. Like, of course they in debt. Like, you know, nobody should be living like this and shit, man. Y'all, whores everywhere. Like, something's wrong.
Everywhere.
With this situation, man. Of course they're broke.
Yeah, let's cut back on that whore budget.
But it looks like Cersei just wants to ensure that Tyrion's gonna die, and that's pretty much all she's doing. And she didn't get the answer she was satisfied with, so she had more machinations to go do, because she was just looking like, so I guess this ain't the answer I want. I will talk to you later. Let me go make sure that I got my backup plan going. So she dipped. And we cut to Hound and Arya having the most twisted camping trip ever.
Yes,
these niggas just chilling in the woods, and she's yeah, she's saying her nightly threats, I guess. I don't know.
Nightly not, deaths,
yeah, her nightly pledges of death, naming all the people. He's like, what do you say all those names for? And she was like, because it's all the people I'm gonna kill. And he was like, he brought up his brother the Mountain. And she was like, well, shit, you want to kill people like your brother? And he was like, yeah, so? She was like, well, if he was here right now, what would you do? And he said, I'd tell him to shut the fuck up so I can get some sleep.
Which I don't understand. Who likes the Mountain? Everybody that we've come across so far would like to kill him. Mm-hmm. Who's his friend?
Yeah. I want to see him. Like, is he Shaq? Like, are they going to hire Shaq? Like, what is the excuse for this dude being alive if everybody wants him dead?
Everybody.
And, I mean, and his little brother is the Hound. Like, what is he? I don't know, man. And the Hound, like, the actor is a big-ass dude. So, like,
he is.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, someone bigger than him that's just like... what's your problem, little cuz? Like, you know, like, I want to see this fight so bad. I'm assuming the hound gonna get killed, because like, everybody's scared of this dude. Like, they had a throwaway line in an earlier episode where they was like, yeah, he raped women, and obviously when he does that, he rips them in half. I'm like, what is wrong with this dude?
there's something not going right here. And the funny thing about Arya was saying them names like she was at the campfire telling, what you call it, a campfire storage. You know, mm-hmm. like, on a stormy night. You know, they was in the woods. She was like, my scary story is going to be everybody I'm going to kill. I'm surprised she ain't telling them, I'm going to chop this person's head off. I'm going to stab this person with a needle.
Well, I feel like he's still softening on her.
True.
Because he didn't call her a cunt. And that's a good sign, you know?
Exactly. That's like a hug.
Yeah.
That's like a good bear hug for him.
Yeah. Like, he might as well have put his arm around her and let her sleep on his side of the pillow. Because that was a very nice thing for him to not call her a little cunt for the 37th time that day. So, and then she added his name at the end, and he just was kind of like, whatever, bitch, went to sleep. Oh, man. I don't know how that, like, I just expected him halfway to turn around and slap the shit out of her. Like, you better not kill me. But he was like, whatever, won't be the first motherfucker to go to sleep thinking about killing me.
Yeah, as long as I get some sleep, shut up.
See you in the morning. Kanye West is probably mad Arya left him off the list. That was a pretty long list.
Ah!
Cut back to Liza trying to pitch Sansa about
that was the creepiest. This was the creepiest scene of the whole episode.
Oh my god!
I put up the gif of Sigourney Weaver when that alien was was next to her and stuck his little mouth out of the bigger mouth, and she just turned her head. That's how I felt for Sansa the whole time. Like. No, don't say anything wrong.
Please don't, because she will kill you.
And don't lie, because you're not smart. You're not smart, no, baby.
Exactly.
That's what she, and you know what? She admitted she's a terrible liar. She was like, I'm a terrible liar. They've told me this. I'm telling you the absolute truth. Please don't kill me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Yeah, only Sansa could get out of this by just being honest. And the honest truth is, I am stupid as fuck.
But you know she is.
Oh, it was a great scene for people that hate Sansa. Because I'm annoyed by her as a character. And just her being like, listen, I don't know if they told you. I'm dumb. I'm
legally a dumb boy.
I'm normally way behind on the curve. I didn't know any of this was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what they told you, because if she gripped her hand and then she started squeezing, I'm like, you're prettier, you're younger, you slept with him, didn't you? No!
Yeah, she gave her that. Yeah, she gave her that Maury Truth Detector.
Test.
She put her hand.
She squeezed it out of her.
Yeah, she grabbed them hands. She was like, and it started kind of nice. It was like, well, look at you pretty young thing. You out here all over in your head, and your family's dying, and you fucking them, ain't you? You fucking them, bitch. I was like, oh no, no, don't just tell the truth.
We went to 100.
Yeah, and they are. And keep in mind, this is already after she's married, and they fucked. And
that's what I don't understand. It's like, no.
She was like, "You're pregnant, ain't you? You got his baby in your belly. What have you let him do with your body?" I was like, just
so creepy. I thought she was gonna breastfeed her.
Yeah, I thought Sansa was gonna be like, "He touched my shoulder once. He touched my shoulder.
That's it. That's all. Nothing else happened."
I'm sorry, please. But after she broke Sansa down to like tears, she just hugged her and was like, oh, it's all right, baby. Now you can marry my little breastfeeding baby, Robin, and y'all could have babies and be together. And Sansa just looked like, should I jump off the side of this castle now or
later?
Should I wait till they open the moon door, so I can get a better view? But yeah, she just looks so sad, man. And just out of the kitchen into the, out of the pan and into the fire, as always, for Sansa. Yeah,
as much as she had a hard, she quote unquote had a hard time, but she was like, I would give anything to go back.
She's the Rodney Dangerfield of the whole thing. You can't
fucking take my life. Every day, she just got to fight. Podrick and Brienne had a quick cute scene where we discovered that Podrick can't even drive a horse. I mean,
no, he was riding on Mr. Ed.
Like he was trying to drive.
It's on that dick. You can't see it.
I keep waiting for him to be like, I know this is hard to believe, but I got some good dick. Like, I'm not totally worthless.
Yeah. He was riding that horse like, where's the blinkers on this shit? Like, how do I drive this shit? He was going back and forth across the road. I'm glad with no traffic coming. He got them killed.
He's like, how do you control the stick? Like, I'm trying
to... Yeah, how do you shift gears?
I'm trying to shift. Is the clutch down here or not? But, Brienne was just looking like, why are you coming with me? You gonna just get killed. That she couldn't think of any use for this nigga. Mm-mm. And honestly, man, if he's not gonna fuck her, then what's the point of the dick? You know, it's like everybody with good sex. Exactly. You know, if they're not fucking you, it's totally worthless anyway. So
yeah, I think he's scared. Like he's like, I'm gonna talk to you just like you a dude.
I mean, she's
calling us far.
Right. It seems like that's what she wants. I mean, what is he gonna talk to her about other than that? And you know, I actually think she would have preferred if she had a warrior, and I think she's also let down that, you know, Jamie didn't come with her. You know, she spent all that time in King's Landing getting threatened by Cersei and shit.
Yeah, she did.
Just so she could get back on the road with Podrick. And it's basically a favor to Jamie and Tyrion taking Podrick along with her, because, you know, he was going to get killed if he stayed in King's Landing. So we cut back. Hound and Arya, worst camping trip ever. Hound wakes up. Arya's gone. He's like, I know this motherfucker didn't run off.
Yeah, he started panicking. He's like, I know she didn't.
And he finds her down by the river practicing capoeira sword shit, you know. I guess she was on the Kobe system. She wakes up early in the morning to work on a jump shot. And,
first one up.
You know, do some suicides down by the river with Needle. And they go back, she was doing her shit. And he just started watching her like, this shit. What is this? And she said that, what was the guy's name who trained her? Oh my God. The Latin dude. Yeah.
The Latin dude. I don't remember his name.
Sirio. Sirio Forel. All right. So
there we go.
She was like, Master Sirio caught me this. And he was like, I bet his hair is wetter than Joffrey's cunt. Greasy.
He had to work cunt into the kitchen somewhere.
You knew. I was like, so that night, last night, that party, that powwow was all over. We back to cunts now.
Mm-hmm.
And so he basically was like, look, the reason your master died is because he just started roasting her, is because he was a little bitch. And he was jumping around with all that little fancy sword shit. And, let me tell you, the dude that killed him came through with a big ass sword and beat the shit out of him like a man supposed to. And she was like, take that shit back. You're talking about my dog. And he was like, I don't give a fuck. Matter of fact, kill me now. You was talking that shit last night. Kill me with your little punk ass sword. And she tried to stab him, but he had on armor and her sword couldn't go through the armor, and he slapped the shit out of her.
Yeah, see, like a ball. Like, bitch,
he
I
like
know
that
you
girl tried. That got hit with the shovel. He just
yes. Yes. He was like, I know you didn't try.
Yeah. He slapped the shit out of her. Who you fitting to try? Better than me.
You better
bitch try. Bitch, it ain't me. Slap, 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 slap. He slapped her so hard. I wanted him to start a daycare center so I could enroll my kids. Like, a kid need to sit slap that on me every once in a while. She was getting a little too bold, man. And for people that follow sports, you guys tell me if this analogy isn't perfect. Arya is Kobe and the Hound is Shaq. Because in real life, they was on the same team, but Shaq did not like this nigga and Kobe didn't like him. And he really did slap Kobe in practice one day, which started, you know, the years, decades of beef. But the point being, that was Arya was practicing. The irony was too much for me. I was like, God damn, this is a perfect analogy. Let me know if that doesn't work out there for anybody.
Yeah, she done woke up early. She had to exercise and sweating. And she looking like, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah, the Hound came out there and was like, what's up with all these tricks? Just pass the ball to the paint. She was like, nah, look at this. Look at my handles. He was like, slap.
Get this. Cool dancing.
Being all cute. And I got that time for that.
Yeah, that, by the way, that is to me one of the better things about Game of Thrones. Cause any other series, it's just the hero Arya, the princess with a sword who's learning to fight. And we went from this beautiful scene where they're showing her footwork and her dancing moves almost and this beautiful fighting style to her getting these shit slapped out of her. Like, nigga, this ain't gonna work.
You're gonna have to try harder than that.
It was so good. So over in the Freaky Prince, as they call him on the Hot Five Starter podcast. The Freaky Prince is the best name for this dude. Cersei shows up and she's like, what's up, dog? What you working on out here? He was like, shit, just chilling. She was like, you want to come walk with me? And he looked at them bodyguards and was like, can I say no? She was like, you goddamn right, you can't say no.
Bring your ass on.
Yeah. So they went on a little walk, a tour. And she basically said, can you kill my brother for me? Because I just need to know how you going to vote. And he was like, now, you know,
she on the campaign trail, ain't she?
She
you
just,
know,
she
she's
wants.
She's running for class president. She's yes. not playing with people.
Mm-hmm. What do I got to do to get your vote?
And she basically just framing a guilt, like, not guilty, but a man that it seems like everybody wants to go down for this anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like she's doing all this work for nothing because. My man, Oberyn ain't got no love for their family. My man, Tywin don't like him. And then the other person is like, Purcell or whatever the fuck his name is. And, that, like, he's just gonna vote however, Tywin tells him to vote. So it seems like they're probably gonna get 2-1, 3-0. I don't know if it has to be unanimous, but. He's probably dead, but she is so hell bent on that revenge.
I won't be sure nobody changes their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Got exactly. Second thoughts.
She wants a 5-0 victory.
Yeah. She gonna be mad if it's not unanimous. It ain't unanimous. Cersei also, we find out she has a little bit of a heart. This was a big episode for her to show. She had some softer sides. She was like, you know, I miss my daughter. And she was like, you know, she was just a little girl when she got sent to Dorne. And Oberyn was like, oh, calm down, baby. It's cool. You know, we don't hurt little girls in Dorne. And she was like, they hurt little girls everywhere. And then Keenan and Ivory Wayans came on the screen and was like, message! And and walked off.
The more you know.
Yeah, it was so, yeah, right. Yeah, the more you know music came on.
Yes.
that was deep.
It was.
Yeah, and I felt weird because I was like, I don't hate her guts right now. I don't know what to do with myself. She was tearing up and shit. I was like, I guess she do have a daughter. And life is tough in King's Landing. And someone hit me on Twitter and said, rape changes people. And I was like, I guess. I don't think that's what that scene meant, but okay. This nigga Podrick, man.
Ah, Podrick the best.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Mm-mm. Burning up the bunny, man.
No.
He had the bunny on fire.
Yes, he did.
Cause he didn't take the fur off the bunny.
And then stepped on it.
Yeah, it was trying to stop, drop, and roll on dinner.
Ah!
Nigga, have you never seen anyone cook anything before?
He was like, no, nigga, no. Where I'm from, we got cooks, we got maids. I just bring him beer. That's all I do. Why is we talking about this other shit?
Karen, that would make sense, except if you've ever eaten before, you know they don't put the fur on the fucking animal.
He was like, I have no idea. You said cook the shit, so I cooked the shit. You should have gave me instructions.
All he had to do was get, Karen's right, all he had to do was get beer and hoes. He didn't have to cook any food.
Yeah, so he didn't know. He figured out all the fur burned off. She ain't give him no recipe book. She ain't tell him nothing. She just said, he'll cook it. So he followed instructions. He cooked it. The shit burned. That's her fault.
If she had said, go get some hoes, he would have brought back the finest hoes available in a 50-mile radius.
Yes. He was following instructions. He was like, my master would give me specific instructions. He didn't waver. I wasn't trying to guess. You said, start a fire. Cook the food. That's what the hell I'm exactly. doing. The shit just happened to catch on fire because you ain't tell me I had to skin the shit. That's her fault.
He is not Padraig Bourdain. No.
He was like, you didn't get a sous chef over here.
Y'all have convinced me that fine. He burned up a bunny with fur on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a totally reasonable thing for a man to do. And when you're swinging pipe like that, it makes sense, I guess, because you're probably going to be useless at a lot of things, you know?
Yeah, and talking for somebody who has fucked up a lot of goddamn meals from the lack of knowledge, I understand.
Yeah, but I ain't never walked in. Karen act like I walked in the house and she had a chicken with feathers on it. Running around. There's a certain amount of, anyway, okay, y'all win. I'm not even trying to fight it. Mm-hmm. It was worth it just for the jokes. But yeah, this nigga burned the shit out of that bunny, and then tried to stomp it out. And I like that Brienne was just more like annoyed than mad. She was just looking like, of course you don't know how to cook. Of course.
Why would you?
And like the one thing he's good at, he can't tell her like, well, you know, my dick game is pretty serious.
You know, I make you forget you're hungry. Come here. Right.
Let me get you out of this armor, girl. she was basically like, man, you useless. You gotta skin the shit first, dummy. And he was like, oh, that's okay.
That's what you're supposed to do.
So you skin it. That makes so much sense. I should have thought of this.
And you know what? I'm with him because the first time when I go buy chicken, I buy the chicken thighs, chicken legs. You know, you could buy chicken already broke up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about nobody else, but if you ever get a whole chicken, it has a little bag in the inside with the gizzards and the hearts mm-hmm. and shit. And I've read people I didn't know it was in there, and nobody tells you it's in there. And so if you don't research, people have actually cooked with that bag in there out of just inside, lack of knowledge. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, dog. Like, me and Padraig on the same page. Give him better instruction. That's her fault.
Okay. All right. So he was right about some squire shit though, cause she sat down in that fancy ass gold armor and he was like, hey, you want me to help you take that off? And she was like, I got it.
She was talking shit too.
Peel the rabbit, you no cooking motherfucker. You can't even drive a horse. You know, you can't fight, like you can't do shit. And then she kept trying to get that fucking armor off, and finally she was like, you know what, man? Go ahead and help me out, bro.
And he had the biggest smile on his face.
He wanted to smile so hard. He was like, finally.
This is what I'm here for.
Something I can do.
And do well.
I could take armor. Yeah. I majored in armor taking off in college.
I got a degree.
Yeah. Like, I can actually use my degree on this. We cut back to the last scene. Craster's Rapatorium is still in full effect, still going 24/7
nonstop. And won't stop till you get enough.
I said it last week, and I was relieved, but I should have known it wasn't gonna last. They had Bronn and his the twins locked up with him. The Wonder Twins, the one with the epilepsy, and then I think the other girl's name is like Misa.
They got matching rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they was all tied. Mira, that's her name. Mira. They were all tied up, and the dude that you can't trust, that's rolling with Jon Snow. He came through and found them because he was scouting, and he was like, okay, they in this hut. And kind of saw in there, without really saying, like, they didn't see him, but he saw in there and was like, okay, I know that they're in there now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, let me go back to meet with the, to meet with John, and he's like, hey John, I found them. They mostly just in there raping and shit. They not even paying attention. It's like 12 of them or some shit. We can go down there, kill them all. And, I'll, you know, just stay away from this one hut. Cause you know, it's some shit in there that you don't need to be fucking with. He's like, that's where the hounds are, and the hounds might sniff us and mm-hmm. alert them to our presence. And
just lying. Just all kinds of lying. Yeah.
Yeah. It was such, you know, and it was one of those things where since you as the audience know the truth, I could just sit back and I could only be impressed. I was like, that is a damn good lie.
Yes, that is. And that makes sense, sir.
Yeah, right off the cuff. Just, that was, wow, you are an evil motherfucker. So he was like, yeah, dog. So, don't go over there. He said, all right, cool. Let's go in there. And, Jon Snow got his hero on. Mm-hmm. Man, he was killing the shit out them people, man.
Like, he was just knocking people down. Let's go. His hair looked perfect. It was beautiful.
It really was beautiful to watch. Like, he is like if an NBA player came to the YMCA.
Yeah.
And played basketball with just, like, dudes on their mm-hmm. lunch break. Like, he was just dunking on fools, crossing them over.
He's like, you don't want none. Shaking and baking.
Yeah. He was like, get up in your face. Like, he fucked them wreck. All them dudes outside was dying left and right fucking with yeah. Jon Snow.
He was like, I'll even give you a 3-point lead.
Yeah. And, while this is going on, the main, bad guy dude from, Pacific Rim, whatever the fuck his name is, he decides that, this would be a good time to get his rape on.
Yes.
And I was like,
and I was scared of that. I thought we were gonna come back from last week and she was gonna be in the process of being raped.
Me too.
So I was happy to see her tied up.
I was like, she might not make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I felt the same way, Patrice. I was like, oh cool, she didn't get raped. But then I was like, oh, that just gives them more opportunity to rape her. So it's like, until she's free, I can't really be happy.
No.
And of course they walk up in there and he was like, oh, it's me, baby. Rape man. You know, I've been trying to,
rape man.
I've been waiting to rape you all day long. You know, in fact, that's all I want to do. And Brian was like, come on, man, don't do this. He was like, oh, you going to watch. Cause I'm that kind of freak. And he was like, and the boy twin was like, hey cuz, don't rape her. I got secret gifts and powers and shit. I can see the future.
And she really looked at him like, don't say nothing.
Yeah, she was actually like, man, yeah, she was a trooper. Cause I'm not gonna front. As a man, if you come in and say, I'm about to rape you, I'm gonna be like, people need to start giving up these secrets. Come on. Let's go. y'all need to come up with something. He can see the future. This motherfucker get you draw animals. Come on, let's come up with something else. But yeah, so she was like, nah, let him rape me. I don't give a fuck. And he was like, nah, come on, man, I can see the future. And you know, I know that this, like, it's about to get ugly up in here. And dude was like, oh, you can see the future? Well, did you see what I'm about to do to your sister? I was like, damn, you evil.
He was like, nope, I didn't see that. But I know your ass is going to be burning with snow falling on the ground.
Yes, he told me he was going to be on fire and shit. And so dude was like, man, let's get my rape on. And then these dudes going to get their rape on.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, it's going to be Rape City up in here.
Not Rape City.
Let's get the party started. And right before they can hit... Right before they can hit play on that, let's get it started. That so, somebody came through and was like, hey man, the crows is here. They fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh damn, let me put my dick away. I'll be right back. And, they ran outside and they started, fighting Jon Snow and all them and shit. And, that's when, oh, evil buddy.
Locke. That's his name.
Locke? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Locke came through. And Locke was like, what's up, y'all? I'm just here to steal Brand. Everybody just calm down. Nobody mind me. Just here to steal one of the Starks. And I'm going to be the fuck out. Yeah. So y'all be cool.
Yeah, I got to go. This is what I came here for.
Yeah. And
then he's like cut his leg too to be sure he was him.
Brent, yeah, he said, "Are you Brent? Yeah, he said, "Are you Brandon Stark?" And he just didn't say shit. He cut his leg and he forgot to say ouch. And he was like, he's like, "Well, dude, you must be Brandon Stark." He's like, "You got me, son of a bitch." So then he told the other two, like, "Hey, don't say shit, because I'll fuck y'all up too now. I'm letting y'all live." And they was like, "All right, man, you know." Hodor even shut up, because he was trying to help. He was like, Hodor.
Hodor is not built for all this stress.
Right. No.
He was stressing my man out. He was saying his name in like 10 different pitches.
Yes.
It was too much.
He was chained to the wall. It was too much.
Yeah, he was just trying to emote with just that one word, like Pikachu and shit. You know, like, Hodor. And they was like, "Well, he's so sad." And then Bran did his little like body takeover thing, came into Hodor and made Hodor break the chains, which made me go, "Why didn't you do this shit earlier?" But okay, lazy.
No, because he figured out earlier he probably would have got him killed, because they was out there stabbing him and shit earlier.
Yeah, but nah, I'm saying they was sitting back up in that room for a minute.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
He could have took over Hodor anytime he wanted, man. Bran was over there fucking up. Dude had to remind him. He's like, "Remember the tree? Remember we got powers, nigga? Powers, your power to take over other shit power? Can you use it, please?
Right now?"
And so he used it, and Bran was getting carried away by Locke. That was when, Hodor broke the chains, you know, with Bran controlling him, broke the chains, came outside, grabbed Locke off the ground, and crushed him to death.
Yes, he did.
You know? Turned him off.
It was like bones sticking out and shit. Like, I ain't never seen no shit like that before, man. He just grabbed that nigga like the Hulk and was like, and dude was like, "Hey, man, get your hands up. Oh, ouch, ouch, you play too hard. Oh, I'm dead." He just crushed him. He hugged him to death like a bunny.
Yeah, he did.
That dude dead. Locke, rest in peace. I thought he was going to get a little further than that. I guess it's up to the bastard Ramsay Snow to figure a way out of this shit now. But Bran then returns to his body. He tells Hodor to go free the twins, and he was just about to go meet up with Jon Snow, and he was reminded, like, we still got this mission. So if you go meet up with Jon Snow, he's just gonna take you to Castle Black, and just lock, you know, basically keep you safe in his opinion, and you're not gonna be able to finish a task, so you can't even tell Jon Snow you're okay. So that's sad. They're never gonna get to meet up or whatever.
Yeah. I was hoping it was a moment. I was like, "Yes, go!" But then no.
Yeah, and it's almost like you say, he showed up at the basketball game just to stand outside and watch him on the big screen TV. He didn't even get inside.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sad. I thought they were gonna make eye contact or something.
Nope.
But, John.
Or like he would like look around, like John would look around and like feel that he was there, but nothing.
Yeah, like there was a distinct moment where John kind of paused, looked around, and then he went in the tent. But I think he was just looking for more people to kill. Mm-hmm. He was like, "I think I killed everybody here. 3, 4, 5, 6.
I think I see everybody.
Okay, that's 11. I think it's 13. So I'm gonna check in here. And he went in there, and Rape Man was in there, and he was like, "Oh shit, me versus Jon Snow, ain't this a bitch? I never liked you. You learn how to fight from like people in castles. I learn how to fight dirty. I fight with two knives, motherfucker. I'm bad." And so Jon Snow's like, let's do it, man. They was fighting. It was a good fight too, man. Fighting over, what I happened to notice was a fire, which, somebody had told this nigga about earlier, when he was trying to rape his sister, but he missed the signs.
So yes, he did.
Somebody said, "Your ass gonna burn tonight in the snow." And he was like, "Whatever. Those are two different elements. Can't happen." they had a good fight, and dude had some pretty good bars about, you know, how Jon Snow learned to fight clean, but he learned to fight dirty. He like threw dirt in his eyes and was tripping him and shit and stabbed him with the knives a couple times.
Yeah, he did give him the business deal.
And then right when he was about to kill Jon Snow and deliver the final blow, somebody showed up and said, "Until you do right by me."
Yeah, you won't rape me no more.
All I heard was, "And I'm not gonna cry, I'm not gonna cry." Because one of the rape women stabbed him in the back. Mm-hmm. He turned around and was like, "Bitch, I trusted you. I barely raped you. And you gonna, this how you
betray my best rape."
Right. "I gave you my best, most loving, tender rapes. And this is how you betray me? I'm gonna kill you now." And that's when he got doggy style sworded, man, right in the back of his fucking head. Jon Snow was like,
"So extra."
So extra. Like, and
I didn't see it coming.
And they showed it from, he didn't either. They showed it from the front. So like, you just see sword come out of his mouth. Like, what just happened? Oh, that's right. He should have killed Jon Snow before he got mad. So dude got killed in a pretty terrible way. They go outside and they basically wrap up loose ends. Jon Snow is like, "Y'all ladies need to come stay with us. The crows will protect you." And she was like "These crows?" He was like, "Oh yeah, that is right. Well, you know, not the rape crows, the regular ones." They was like, "We'll take our chances
in out
these,
here
in these streets." Okay.
Moment, the rape stops here. Burn it to the ground.
Right.
Yes, you know what? And she looked at him like, "Burn it to the ground." She did an Angela Bassett. She was like, "Burn every goddamn thing. Set it on fire."
Mm-hmm.
Threw her cigarette and was like, "Let's go, bitches."
Yeah. She like that woman in Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yes.
Lynn Whitfield.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Burn this shit down. Ain't nothing but bad memories here. And just a smoke filled the forest with incest fire." And and that's when they noticed, like, "Oh, wait a minute, what had happened to Fat Cuz that was part of the group? It was only like, we only caught like 10 of these dudes, and it was supposed to be 11 or something like that." And we cut to this dude running through the woods, and I was like, "Oh, this is the dude that dropped the baby off to the White Walkers."
Yeah.
Right.
Then he went and taunted the wolf.
Yeah, he did.
And was like, "Oh, I bet you like some water, wouldn't you, motherfucker? Guess what? I pour water on the ground in front of your cave. How you like them apples?" And so he said, okay, "Let me just run back through these woods. Wait a minute. Is the cage open?" And the cage was open.
I don't know who opened it, but it was open.
Bran opened it because he said they needed to go free Ghost before they left.
Oh, yeah, because that's his brother's wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he turned into the Ghostface Killer.
Ah, yes, he did.
Because he ate that nigga up.
He was like, "Oh, yeah, you remember me? I remember you."
Yes, it was so good, man. Oh, thank God. I was kind of hoping a White Walker would get him for a second, but I like the wolf getting him better.
Yeah. Teasing,
you know,
people with water.
Yeah, play too much. You play too much, man. The wolf was free, and he said, "You know what humans are composed of? Mostly water."
Water, got you.
And you got plenty of it.
"And I want to drink." So he ate them. Then he showed back up with Jon Snow, and Jon Snow was like, "Ghost, what's up, cuz? I miss you, baby." Ghost was like,
"How you been?"
Yeah. Didn't even ask if he killed that dude or nothing. He just like, "What's up, cuz? I appreciate you coming through. I guess they just assuming Rast is dead since they couldn't find him." Now they reunited, they burned down the shit, and that was the end. Now I don't know where the White Walker Adoption Agency is gonna get their next incest family.
Me either.
But hopefully, you know, they can find a new donor or something. Somebody got to be fucking their daughters on this show. So.
Of course.
They just don't have to make it last. That's
right.
Yeah, because that group of women was like, "You know what? We'll be better out here in the snow than over there in Rapist Town."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was the end, man. What are you guys looking forward to next week?
Well, you skipped Littlefinger's reveal.
Oh, shit. God damn. How did I do that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Littlefinger had Lysa kill her husband, which if you go all the way back to season one, started all this shit.
Exactly. It's the reason we have a show.
Hashtag this nigga. God damn. Man, he started everything with his ambitious ass, man. He's so evil. Someone need to just kill him, man. Like, he just was like...
And go
ahead.
You need to get some white out and go back to that book and white out the part where Jamie killed him, because Jamie ain't did shit. Like, his page in the book now is blank.
Yeah. Like,
he's not even the King Slayer.
This nigga started everything. Like, apparently Liza poisoned the brother of the king or whatever. And if you look, if you think about it, like, one, she was married to him or whatever, but she was said she was in love with Peter Baelish the whole time. So from day fucking one, that was her real man. Like, she really is his bottom bitch. She married a nigga cause he was like, go ahead, marry that nigga, but your heart always belonged to me. She was like, okay. And she had a baby, breastfeeded for 47 years and all this shit. poison this dude, all this for his grand plan so he could get to come up in the world, man. Like, what a mysterious
And then had her lie to Caitlyn, because remember the whole series starts with her writing that letter to Caitlyn that the Lannisters were the ones that killed the husband. So she's lying to her own sister.
Yeah.
She killed her husband.
Liza is the worst, all over some dick, man. You and your sister got beef now. All over some dick.
That's how Tyrion got kidnapped the first season. Like, all the shit was because of these two.
These niggas, man. What are y'all doing? Y'all, oh my God. But yes, thank you. This is why you on the show, man. Are you happy now? You happy now, Sue? If Patrice wasn't here, I would have totally glossed over the biggest reveal of the fucking show. That I did, for people that watched The Wire, I basically did the WeeBay gif. Like the camera rotated all around my face. I was like, what the fuck? Hold up. You did what? That's everything. Ned Stark would be alive if it wasn't for your ass.
Alive.
Wow.
How many people died for this
Arya
shit?
Arya would be knitting. Yes. Arya would be in a warm bed right now.
Oh my God. Man, so yeah, that shit started. You know what? Bran would be able to walk. Oh.
True.
Oh my God.
I'm just getting mad thinking about this shit, man. But, so I guess next week, what are we looking forward to, guys? I will start with you, Karen. What are you looking forward to next week?
I'm looking forward to what Jon Snow and them are going to do now. They're going to go back to, the wall. And I want to know what's going to happen when they go back to the wall and he got his real wolf dog and he say some shit and that dog fucking attack him for fucking with his master.
You know what's funny about the Jon Snow thing? Part of the reason he went to Craster's Keep is because he thought that there was a possibility that Bran might come through. But they burned that shit down. They burned it down. So, you know, as far as he knows, Bran hasn't been there yet or he came through already, but... It's just funny that, you know, he was like, got my wolf. Anyway, burn this shit down. Let's get out of here, guys. What about you, Patrice? What are you looking forward to next week?
I keep forgetting about him because he hasn't been on much, but I'll cheat a little bit and say, based on seeing the preview, I'm looking forward to Theon and what's-his-face that's holding him hostage and the sister finally turning up to get Theon and seeing what comes of that.
Yeah, Ramsay, Barden, Ramsay Snow. AK/Barden, he's gonna be but it looked like he's gonna be fighting, so I guess that's good. But man, as soon as I saw his sister talking about some I'm here to save my brother, I was like, man, shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Like, you couldn't have took a little longer.
She's been traveling for 14 years to get there.
I just hope she fails. I hope she walks in, looks at him, sees he's fucked up, and then just goes,
Daddy was right. Let me take my ass home.
Let me put you out of your misery, okay?
Just forget it.
Yeah.
You had me traveling my ass out here for nothing.
Yeah, I hope she just says, really, you let them cut your dick off? Word.
She was adamant about it. I'm also looking forward to Tyrion's trial.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was going to say. And it's Bolton. My bad. It's Ramsay Bolton/Snow. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to Tyrion's trial. I'm wondering if Jamie's gonna do something heroic, man, because like I said,
he done sent everybody off.
Seemed like the long kiss goodbye last 2 weeks ago. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. And yeah, that's about it, man. I guess whatever Cersei's got up her sleeve and shit like that. But those are the main things I want to see, man. And I think this week was good, and I think what do we have, like 3 or 4 episodes left or something like that? I don't think it's a lot.
There's 10 total for the season.
Okay, so we're halfway through. Mm-hmm. And we all know, and you know, like episode 8 is normally when shit go crazy.
Yeah.
So just whatever's happening, we know in 3 weeks we're gonna be like, God damn. So all right, man. Patrice, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Yes.
Very fun. I feel like Sue's gonna be happy when she hears this. You know, everybody that said, you know, Patrice, we want you to speak up. Can you please hit her on Twitter this week and go, hey, I loved you on the show. Cause you gotta say good stuff as much as you say bad stuff, or as much as you say, can you do this? Cause she totally knocked it out the park today, guys.
Yes.
All right. Well, HellAndHeartaches.com, @Patrice on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Patrice.
Thank you, Patrice.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. See you guys next week.
Yes, ma'am.
Peace.
Bye. All right. I love that woman.